It's Saturday night in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world. And here from the stage of a Ryman Auditorium is the 1,059th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry tonight, starring Hank Snow.
Oh, them big wheels are turning, going somewhere, and they're carrying her away from my side.
Yes, I cried, thought I'd die.
Love was just a game to me, I thought I'd never cry. I thought she'd be the loser, but standing here am I. And that long train is rolling, going somewhere, and it's carrying her away from my side.
Yes, I cried, thought I'd die.
A broken heart is something that I have never had, but I learned the hard way, didn't know it hurt so bad. And them big wheels are turning, going somewhere, and they're carrying her away from my side.
Yes, I cried, thought I'd die.
Chop it out. Around and many years I've lied. I'd always be leaving with that suitcase by my side. But that big engine rolling, going somewhere, and it's carrying her away from my side.
Yes, I cried, thought I'd die.
Yes, I cried,
thought I'd die.
The singing ranger, Hank Snow, and his big one, Big Wheels. Well, thank you, Hank, and welcome. Welcome to this session of the Grand Ole Opry.
Always a pleasure to be here on the stage of the old Ryman, Grant.
Well, that's for sure, and especially so tonight, because we got a great show lined up. First off, we got those two Opry regulars, Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell.
Then there's Chet Atkins and the master of the five-string, old string bean himself, Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers, and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And as our special guest, we're pleased and happy to present the queen of country music, Kitty Wells.
Kitty will be with us singing one of her fine songs in just a few minutes. Right now, though, it's time to introduce the man who says he's satisfied with married life. In fact, he's had all he wants of it. Here is Archie Campbell.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Well, hi, Archie. How
Everything
are you?
All right?
Fine.
Proud to see you.
Fine. Good to see you. Really good to see you.
What's chilly, the chilly tonight,
it sure is. A little cold, yes. Say, incidentally, I've been reading in the paper about you. You're living in Nashville now, huh?
Yeah, got me an apartment out here, and that's the funniest looking apartment you ever saw.
How come?
It's 90 by 15 by 16.
90 by 15 by 16.
Yes, sir. If I don't give them 90 by the 15th, out I go the 16th.
Yeah.
It's a pretty place, though. It's all fixed up real nice. It's got wall-to-wall floors.
Yeah.
And it's also got hot and cold running.
Hot and cold running what?
I don't know what they are, but they're running all over the house. I'm going to move out of there, though, Hank. I'm going to just, since I'm doing so well and making so much money, I'm just going to move up in one of these fancy hotels, spend me some money. You know what it costs you to live in these hotels?
Yeah, it costs.
I checked up here. It cost you $1 a day.
$1 a day, yeah.
Yeah, for $1.50, you can get a room with a bed in it.
Yeah, and they're better with beds in them.
Yeah, I also did like a bed and a room.
Oh, much better,
a lot
yeah.
better that way.
Hey, incidentally, you know I'm a collector of antiques myself.
You're a collector of antiques?
Sure are.
Well, that's funny. My wife collects antiques.
I kind of thought so. She married you, didn't she?
Yeah, she... all right, brother. I think I'll move down to the lake and let you drop in sometime.
You know, Archie, speaking of antiques, I have antique furniture all over the house.
Is that right?
Yeah, I have some antique furniture that goes back to Louis the 14th.
Goes back to Louis the 14th?
Goes back to Louis the 14th.
I got some furniture that goes back to Sears the 15th.
Yeah.
I ain't able to pay for it. I tell you, I wish they had arrangement like they got down in the Fiji Islands. I was down there, and they don't use bills for money or stuff like that. They use fish for money.
Oh, fish.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice here if you could just walk into a store and throw them down a couple of catfish and buy you a pound of coffee and get a couple of minnows for change?
That sounds real good to me. That sounds good
to me.
Be
nice. Works good.
Hey, incidentally.
But it'd be awful sloppy playing slot machines, wouldn't it?
Yeah, certainly would. Speaking of.
Especially if you hit the jackpot. Yeah. Go ahead.
Speaking of fish, are you much of a fisherman?
Hank, don't you let this out, brother, but you're looking at the greatest fisherman in this part of the country.
Well,
I went out here at Old Hickory Lake the other day and caught 40 crappie that weighed 3 pounds apiece.
Archie, I don't believe a word of it, and besides, it's illegal.
I know it's against the law, but, brother, I caught 40 crappie that weighed 3 pounds apiece.
I beg pardon, friend. Did I understand you to say that you caught 40 crappie that weighed 3 pounds apiece?
Yeah, watch it. It's against the law, buddy. I caught 40 of them that weighed 3 pounds apiece.
Well, don't you know who I am?
No, who are you?
I'm Sam Bigsby, the state game warden around here.
Well, I'm glad. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Do you know who I am?
No, who are you?
Archie Campbell, the biggest liar in the state.
Now it's time we introduced our guests, so let's have a big Opry welcome for the queen of country music and one of Decca's top recording stars, Miss Kitty Wells. Kitty, it's a real pleasure to have you here with us tonight.
Well, it's mighty nice to be here, Hank.
But you know, Kitty, the good folks out there in the audience didn't come here to listen to us talk. They want to hear you sing, so how about letting us hear the new one that you recorded for Decca, Amigo's Guitar, okay?
Tonight they're singing in the villa. Tomorrow you'll be gone so far. Hold me close and say you love me while
tonight reminds me of that old poem, "The wind does blow and we shall have snow, and the poor little robin's got no place to go."
Well, if those robins were people, they'd all be sitting inside with a fire enjoying a pipe full of good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
That is a mighty comfortable way to spend a winter's night, Grant.
Yes, it's a mighty satisfying way, too. You see, Hank, Prince Albert is just plain loaded with that mild and mellow flavor, that smooth and easy-going taste that pipe smokers and all-your-own men really enjoy. And PA is crimp cut, so it packs right, and it burns steady and cool without unpleasant hot spots. Fresh as a daisy, too, because PA sells the fastest and naturally moves the freshest off the shelves.
Hold it, Grant. No need to tell the folks about PA. Let them try and see for themselves. You see, folks, the proof is in the puffin', and your own taste tells you that Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
So for real smoking pleasure and enjoyment, neighbors, light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now it's square dance time, and here doing the honors is Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ben Smathers, the Stony Mountain Poggers, and their old-time tune, Soldier's Joy.
Swinging, pulling around the floor, and chicken and bread, back, back, down, go. Swinging, pawing, swinging, pawing, swinging, down, mark, and throw. Chase a rabbit, chase a squirrel, chase that bird, throw around the world. Chicken and bread, back, back, down, go. Granny with the dog, right, no, down, low. Bird in the cave, the hog in the pen, the bird I'm on the crow, hop in, round the crow, and on the crow, and chicken and the bread, then pick on low. Adam and left, Adam and right, swing your lady, stand it all night, swing your corner, don't know where, take her to go,
give us some air. This portion of the show happens to be my favorite, and for our hymn tonight, I've picked a song that, to me, expresses the kindness and understanding of the good Lord better than any other. And with the able assistance of one of America's leading quartets, the Jordanaires, here is He'll Understand and Say, Well Done. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior has come, be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He'll understand. My journey, weary of land, and the battle is won, carrying the staff and the cross of redemption, he'll understand.
Thank you so very much. It's always a pleasure to sing for you. But now I wish you would take just a few minutes to listen to some of the greatest guitar picking in the world. It's my good friend Chester Atkins playing Zena, Zena, Zena. Thank you.
Chet Atkins and his guitar, folks, and our sincere thanks, Chet, for the wonderful entertainment. But speaking of wonderful entertainment, here's the sweetheart of the Grand Ole Opry, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just proud to be here. Well, I'm sorry I was a little late, Hank. I've just come back from the beauty parlor.
Well, it's too bad you didn't get waited on.
Oh, hush. That's not nice. Well, I was going to give you a great big kiss.
Now, Minnie, now wait a minute. A kiss for what?
Oh, just a special occasion.
Well, what's the special occasion?
Honey, it's always a special occasion when I can get a kiss from a feller like you. Well, actually, it's a birthday kiss.
Minnie, now wait a minute. My birthday's not till the 9th of May.
Well, I'm not a girl to put off things till the last minute. Oh, I tell you that, I had something happen to me today. You know, I didn't tell you all, but they was having one of them photography, a photographic picture contest in one of these here big national magazines, and I sent them my picture, and I got the answer back today. They said, we got the picture. Where's the joke that goes under it? And I could tell them right now that just now a fella asked me how old I was, and I said, well, I don't tell my age, but I've been told that I have the face of a 16-year-old girl. He said, you better give it back to her. You're getting it so beat up, she won't have it back. Ain't that awful? Well, I had a little news here from Grinder Switch. Aunt Ambrosie, she's been right puny here this past week. She ain't been doing well a bit. And so Uncle Nabob, he had old Doc Payne come over to see her, and Doc Payne went in the bedroom and looked at her and examined her, and he come back out and on in the front porch there where Uncle Nabob was, and he said, you know, Nabob, I don't like Ambrosie's looks. And Uncle Nabob said, come to think of it, I don't like her looks either. But what's ailing her? Bye now, see you next week.
This is Hank Snow. You know, the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now, I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Yes, sir, Prince Albert sure is worth singing about. Like I sang, the proof is in the puffin'. P.A.'s mild and mellow flavor is the favorite with making men everywhere. So roll your next cigarette with mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, now, when we have a guest who can sing as well as our guest tonight can, it's a shame not to use her. So without any more ado, here's Miss Kitty Wells back again to sing her latest Decca hit, Lonely is a Word.
Is a word, lonely is a word that they made up when somebody loses their only love and their only friend. Lonely is a word. Lonely is a word that describes a tear that's held inside or that is cried when no one is near. Unless you've lost your only love, unless you've lost your friend, you won't
lonely me. You won't understand that lonely is a word. Lonely is a word that they made up with. Somebody loses their only love and their only friend. And their only friend.
That's very beautiful, Miss Kitty, and thank you very kindly. Now it's time we heard from one of our regular featured entertainers. He's that long, tall boy that we call the Kentucky Wanda, String Bean singing John Henry. Make me proud.
John Henry was a little boy. Hardly sit on the top of me. Lord, he picked up that hammer and that little piece of steel. Said that hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. That hammer be the death of me. John Henry went to the mountain with Captain by his side. Lord, that man was so tall, old John was so small. He laid down that hammer and again and cried, Lord, Lord. Yeah, he laid down that hammer and he cried.
Go, Bean!
John Henry said to his captain, I'm a Tennessee man, and before I let that steam drill beat me down, I'd die with that hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'd die with that hammer in my hand. I'd talk about John Henry as much as you please. Say and do all that you can. I never was born in these United States. Another sits a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Another sits a steel driving man. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Took John Henry to the graveyard. And they laid him down in the sand. And every time that train rolled by, I hear him say, there lay that steel driving man, Lord, Lord. There lay that steel driving man.
Thank you, String Bean. Thanks a whole lot. Now, Hank, we got just a minute for you to tell us about your future plans, what you're aiming to do, and where you plan to go.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Grant. We have a recording session coming up on Monday for the RCA Victor Company, and then we're anticipating a tour out on the West Coast in March with our good friend Marty Landau.
Well, that sounds great, Hank, and we wish you a lot of success. Now it's time for one of your great songs. So here he is, neighbors, our star, Hank Snow, singing one of his latest RCA Victor hits, These Hands.
Gentlemen, these hands are callous and old. These hands raised a family. These hands built a home. Now these hands raised to praise the Lord. These hands warm the heart of mine. And with hers they were never alone. If these hands fill their task, then what more could one ask? Oh, these fingers have worked to the bone. Now don't try to judge me by what you'd like to be. Oh, my life ain't been much. success. While some people have power, but still they grieve, while these hands brought me happiness. Now I'm tired and I'm old, and I ain't got much gold. Maybe things ain't been all that I planned. God above, hear my plea. When it's time to judge me, take a look at these hard-working hands. God above here, my plea, when it's time to judge me, take a look at these hard-working hands. That's the signal, neighbors. We have to go. It sure was nice having so many of you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week, too, friends, when Roy Acuff will be heading the bill with Billy Walker along as his guest. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you looking for flavor and mildness?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the very best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.